It is time for Arts Live and Local, and I have a very rich show for you today. If you're anywhere in the area, you know that we are blessed with two huge festivals and a whole bunch of other wonderful talents. So stay tuned. This is Carol, your host. Well, I have a treat for you. Going to start out with music as ever, but this music is live, and you can hear it right here in Astoria at the Scandinavian Festival.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
They could play forever, and they will this weekend. Let's hear a little bit more, and then I'm gonna let you talk to some of them. Yeehaw! All right. Oh, that was terrific. So I have here five artists, all from Denmark. Is that right?
It is.
Okay. And this is the Helena Blum and Harald Haugard Band, which consists of Helena on violin, fiddle, except now that's down because she also is voice. All yeah. Right, which we've heard, we've been hearing this week. Several of the programmers, the folk programmers, have been playing your music. And Harald Haugard is also on fiddle, and he's staying there. But do you sing as well?
Well,
does she let you?
We do a bit of backing vocals every now and then.
I see.
She is by far the best singer of us, so,
okay.
So she goes with that.
Okay. Have you been singing lullabies lately?
Well, in fact, I have, yeah.
Okay.
Quite a few.
Oh, good, good. We'll let them.
And we might sing one at the festival as well.
Okay. Well, there is a gorgeous, very long, curly-haired little girl. So watch for her, too. And we have on guitar, Mikkel Gru. Hi, Mikkel. And Kirstina Elisa. I'm close anyway, right? And on cello. And Suna Rabeck.
Oh, yes.
Close, percussion. Okay. And you have all of you been here before?
All of us except our guitar player, but we told him so much about Astoria and the festival and the Blue Scorch Bakery and everything. So we convinced him in coming here, and we are, all of us, really glad, happy to be back in Astoria again. It's wonderful to be here again.
Well, we are absolutely delighted when Janet Bowler mentioned that you were going to be our guests again here for the Scandinavian Festival. I gave a little cheer because it was just wonderful last year. So, Jana, how did you connect with these folks originally?
Well, the first time I heard Harald was at Folklife in Seattle.
Ah.
And I showed up a performance to hear my favorite flute player, Hans Araki, and I got there early enough to hear Harald. And all it took was a few minutes, and that's how we made the original contact.
And you found out he was Scandinavian. You said, that's it. We got him. Well, that's fantastic. Now, are you doing a tour here in the States?
Yes, we are. We are doing a 3 weeks tour. We started out in the Midwest and have continued here on the West Coast, and we are very delighted to be out here. Oregon is a very beautiful state to be in.
So are you doing Scandinavian festivals in the other places as well, or are we the...
We did one midsummer festival in Portland, but we have been doing different kind of places.
Okay, I was wondering in the Midwest, maybe Minnesota, you might have found a...
We played in West Denmark.
In West Denmark?
We did. Wisconsin.
Wow. Were there a lot of real Danish folks, or is that
there
just...
There were a lot of Danish people there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, how fun.
Some haven't seen Denmark for a while, though. But
I bet they were thrilled to see you, though.
They were lovely people.
Yeah. And where do you folks live? What part of Denmark? Are you in?
Harald and me live in the middle of Denmark, the part, the island called Fyn.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of the crew here?
Mikkel and Christine lives in Copenhagen, but they are originally from Funen as well.
Uh-huh.
And Mikkel lives very far away from the rest of us.
Soon.
A couple of hours, actually.
And Denmark isn't that big, so when you say a couple of hours. But you all come together to make music.
Yes, we do. This year we are sort of busy because Helene brought out a new album called Open Eyes in January. So I think we are having 100 gigs this year.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you are busy. Yeah, on all fronts. So what do you know what your schedule is, or Janet know what the schedule is here for you folks?
Well, you have the choice of hearing Harald and Helena six times at the music festival, all 3 days. Some people are coming to all six performances. The first performance is tonight at 6 p.m. before the coronation ceremony. And then there's three on Saturday at 12, 2, and 4. And you, if you haven't had enough, and I'm sure you won't, you can come back on Sunday at 12, noon, and 2. So there'll be many chances to hear this fantastic group.
Excellent, excellent. And do you get to stay in on the West Coast? You said you were in Portland already. Are you going to go north from here, or?
We played a gig up in Bandon.
Down in Bandon.
Oh, south, sorry.
Anyway. They don't like to hear them called down.
And and that was a fantastic experience as well. And we have really been enjoying the beautiful scenery. And
the
we
coast.
Even had a swim in the Pacific.
Oh, my gosh.
One morning, it was quite cold.
Wait a minute. Remember, folks, they're Scandinavians. They do these things. Matter of fact, on New Year's Day, they probably all jump into the water. I don't know.
Well, actually, we do swim in the winter in this band.
Yeah, we don't.
No.
Most of
you
us.
You try it.
Thank you. The honor is too great. So I want to get another tune from you. Before we do that, while you're figuring out what you're going to do, I wanted to check in with Janet about the schedule. I know you've got all kinds of acts coming up. I understand Acoustica's even playing in Finnish.
Acoustica is singing at this minute out at the fairgrounds.
Oh, is that right?
The live entertainment started at 3. We have entertainment on three stages, and there are 15 different groups performing music or dancing. I'd like to point out especially that Oli and Lena's wedding will be presented all 3 days of the festival by the Astor Street Opry. And if you haven't seen it, or if you saw it the first time, you're going to want to see it again because it's new and improved. And there's a real Scandinavian wedding reception with white cake afterwards.
Oh, anybody actually getting married, though, as far as
Ole
you know?
Ole and Lena.
Oh,
Ole
of course. How silly of me. Ole and
almost,
Lena.
Yeah. They almost don't, yeah. But they do manage to get married. One of the new groups coming this year is Hail Bill and the Bops from Seattle, and they're quite well known north of us, and they're making their first trip down here.
Yeah, I played some of their music on my folk show, and it was delightful. With a name like that, I thought they were going to be some wild and crazy, and I'm sure they are. But their music is very listenable, very delightful, and very Scandinavian. Who are they? Do you know?
Well, the leader is Bill Boyd, and I think all of them have been to Norway many times. He plays hardanger fiddle,
okay.
And
mm-hmm.
keyboards. Mm-hmm. He leads the group. And their music is quite traditional, quite authentic, yeah. And yeah. very listenable, too.
Yeah, and they actually play music from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, the Faroe Islands, Iceland. It says, or does that say Ireland? I hope it says Iceland. No, I think it says Ireland. Washington State. I'm still pushing for Iceland. There was a recipe in the Coast Weekend from Iceland.
We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
Okay.
And then some, the Beer Garden will have music. Some of you might know Double J and the Boys. And they sing
from across the river. Oh, yes.
And they sing original tunes.
Yes.
And Judy Eron has written several tunes
about
Scandinavian festival.
Fine writer.
Scandinavian. So we have something for everybody.
Any dancing going on?
Yes. Lykeringen from Portland will be there. Nordic Viking dancers from Astoria. And, of course, we have two open dances, Friday night and Saturday night. And if you're not sure about dancing, you can always enjoy the music, but we also have free mini lessons starting at 7:30 on Saturday evening.
So anybody can come,
anybody
no matter what
come.
Level they are.
Yes.
I highly recommend it. You know, sometimes I can't get to the Scandi Festival until late, and I really want everybody to keep on dancing, so that goes for a lot of us here. It's really, really fun, and there are some people who will dance with even folks who aren't accustomed to it.
Yes, we have mixers planned, so if you don't have a partner, come dance and mix and find somebody to dance with. And I have to mention, we have food.
Food?
We have lots of food out there, so come hungry and enjoy the whole experience.
Yeah, and there are people, and again, I'm one of them, who waits every year for certain foods, and you've been hearing about it, lefse, and I'm not even sure every year I try to pronounce this one, the Finnish Finnish rice pudding, which is extraordinary. Lots of other good things, Eibelskivers, and beautiful things to look at and buy. And there's also a raffle. You can actually win a ticket.
Right.
I'm still working on that one, right. So.
And no lutefisk. Nobody's going to make you eat or smell lutefisk, and you don't have to be Scandinavian to enjoy this experience.
Oh, absolutely not.
And people ask me what to wear. Just come as you are.
Right, right. Comfortable. If you have something pretty, go for it. But even more so, be ready to take a look at some of the gorgeous traditional clothing that people will be wearing, including Janet right now, who's wearing her
Norwegian bunad.
Bunad. Her Norwegian bunad, all handmade, just gorgeous. Well, I'm going to see if, will you sing something for us?
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play a lot of dance music during the weekend as well. The first one we played here was a tune by Harold. But we're also going to do a lot of songs.
I have a question now. You know, it sounds very traditional, the music you just played, and you wrote it. So how does this work?
We were born up with traditional music, dance music and singing. So when we compose new stuff, it's in the tradition, so to speak. You know, we respect our roots, but we also want to renew and challenge our roots. I mean, that's the way tradition is kept alive.
Wonderful.
You certainly want to go on with it, and Helena did write this the song actually.
Okay, well let's go ahead. Yeah, tell
us. Can I just tell
Please,
you two
yes.
two things about it? It's we've been over here before, and as well as 2 years ago, we've been very moved and very impressed by all the immigrant stories. And it made me wonder about all the goodbyes there must have been. So I wrote this song called When We Have Said Goodbye, når først vi har sagt farvel, who is about two people who is saying goodbye, and the one left behind says, "I hope your dreams will come true and have a good journey." Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Tiden ses i ditt slutade blick. Fortiden står mest efterladd her. Mon slægter vil følge slægters hand. Der hvor du nu skal hen. Dybet i dit øje vil mig nøje, hvornår vil jeg se dig igen? Du løfter din hånd som en hilsen til livet. Du er klar, det vidste jeg vel. High into all I can't give you. Let the ship whisper softly by night and by day. There are so many words I would say to you, but so few you would carry away. So read my mind, take my hope with you. Don't leave my poor heart to die.
Skibe bo.
Oh my, that's beautiful, beautiful.
Tusen tak.
Tusen tak, yeah. Thank you so, so very much. I am so thrilled that you're back, the four of you, and been joined by the fifth. We are all very delighted to have you here. Willkommen, and have a wonderful festival. And I know that everybody out there listening will be there enjoying you as
wonderful.
Well.
And, see you there.
And yeah. Best of luck to the families. Yeah, I'll leave that absolutely. To the rest of the folks. Get out there to Scandinavian Festival and check out these folks. And say hello to all of them. Ciao. Ciao. And those were my guests. Oh, thank you. Helena Bloom and Harald Haugard. That was Helena on voice and both of them on fiddle. And Kristina Elisa on cello, Mikael Grue on guitar, and Suna Rabeck on percussion. All happening at the Scandinavian Festival. It's happening right now as we speak out at the fairgrounds. If you... what can I tell you? You need to find it. It's going on all weekend. And it's the 43rd annual, something like that. Something amazingly persistent, and we need to make sure it stays alive. Well, I have several more guests. I'm going to put on some music right now. And that is from my next guests, and I'm sure you've been hearing about a lot about the Astoria Music Festival. And I have Sergei Antonov and hopefully Carrie Lewis here as well. Let's hear a piece of music and bring them in. Thanks for being here, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Happy summertime. Thanks, Carol. In Halifax, where else?
Thank you.
Well, I was going to fade it out, but I just couldn't do it. So beautiful music, beautifully played by my guest. One of my guests, Sergei Antonov, is here, and clearly he is on cello. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here in Astoria and great to have you on KMUN.
It's great to be back.
Especially, we didn't lose you on the mountaintop, and that was also good. I don't know, was that a planned trip, or did you guys just take off?
It was planned for a couple of months.
Oh, really?
It was just a good timing because I'm here in Oregon, and we decided to do that.
And do you climb? Is that something you do?
I'm starting to, more and more.
Okay, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to check out the Daily Astorian has the great photograph that Team Effort got in there and tells the story. So with Sergei, who is visiting us from Boston, I believe you live in now, but originally from Russia, is our beloved Carrie Lewis, who is the director of the Astoria Music Festival Chamber Players. And that sounds like an administrative position, and perhaps it is, because Carrie puts together all these programs. However, Carrie is also the ubiquitous piano player, and so anybody who has been to the music festival has seen and heard Carrie, and we are extremely fortunate to have him here. And you come from all the way from Portland, is it?
All the way.
So thanks. I'm glad you live close enough by so that you're willing to be here. So how's it been going so far? You guys have played already.
Good. We enjoy it and rehearse a lot, and we have a lot of concerts coming up.
So are there people that you're meeting for the first time and playing with?
Some, but mostly we know each other.
From here and from elsewhere?
From here.
From
mostly,
here.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your, third year, I think? Or fourth?
Fifth
year.
Or, yeah.
My time flies.
His first year here was the year that I hurt my arm. And so he all of a sudden had to step in and do a lot of extra stuff that he wasn't expecting to do just because some silly pianist couldn't play.
Well, that was, you shouldn't have done that, Carrie, just to get, Sergei playing so much.
Got him on the map.
Yeah. Got him going. So what are we doing this weekend? I know you have a busy weekend. What's happening?
Well, it starts off tonight for us. Sergei's got this big Brahms sextet that he's participating in, and I'm involved in two other pieces that sound like Brahms should have written them, even though he didn't. And tomorrow morning...
Wait a second. I can't even pronounce... This one looks almost Hungarian. So what are these names?
Dohnanyi.
No wonder I couldn't pronounce.
Yes.
Do you know where from?
He's Hungarian.
He is, okay.
But he died in Tallahassee, Florida.
Not recently, I presume.
No, not recently.
Okay. And the other one?
His grandson, by the way, was a conductor of a Cleveland Orchestra for quite a few years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other piece is by
Ludwig Twille, which...
what, you pick them by the names? Unpronounceable names?
He should have, it really sounds like Brahms. But actually, he has an Oregon connection because he was one of Ernest Bloch's teachers.
Oh, for heaven. Teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. And when was it that we did the Bloch piece? Was that just last
that
year
was
or
last
2 years?
Year.
Just last year.
Just last year. Yeah.
And Ernest Bloch's grandson, Ernie Bloch, came to the concert and loved it. But we don't have any relatives coming for these pieces now?
Bloch was going to come, but it ended up he was down in Los Angeles. He had contacted Martin Chalifour last week saying that he was going to be down in Los Angeles because his grandfather's stuff is being done. And, of course, Martin was up here at the same time, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But, no, so we've got all this stuff. I think we can subtitle tonight's program, if it ain't Brahms, don't fix it.
That's the other thing I forgot to mention, folks. Carrie has a wicked sense of humor and keeps things moving, and that's not just on radio. He gets up there and does ad-libs some of the conversation during the concerts, so be ready.
I'd like to throw out about tomorrow morning, because yes. I think it's important for people to know that we're doing something very special this year for the Kitty concert, and that is that this guy who's sitting next to me is going to come in and knock him dead.
That's fantastic.
With all sorts of animal pieces.
Oh, what are you going to be playing?
We're going to do Saint-Saëns Carnival of Animals.
Whoa. And who else is playing with you?
It's arranged for piano and cello.
Okay.
And narrator.
Are you going to be there too?
I will be there
You're
too.
You're there
yes.
also. And I understand that our own Nancy Montgomery is
our
going to be.
Our own Nancy Montgomery is going to be there to make it come to life.
Yeah, she is one of our best actors in town, and she's participated for a couple of years now mm-hmm. too. But you haven't done the kids program.
No,
before.
That's the first time for me.
Have you done it elsewhere?
A little bit here and there, but not a lot.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward.
I remember last year when you were here, we actually talked about family passing down, because you were talking about how your parents got you into cello, and
right.
it was sometimes, you know, well, I was going to say with your hands tied behind your back, but that wouldn't work. But basically, you were shackled to the cello.
That's
and
right.
you did not want to do that to your son, but he was picking it up.
Yeah.
How's it going?
He's three now, so...
enough said.
That's it.
he's not picking it up as often as I would want to, but we'll see. I don't think that I'm going to do anything before he's five and a half or six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just let him enjoy his time a little bit.
Right. Let him enjoy his childhood.
Correct.
And, but you do practice at home.
I do, yeah.
So there is, it's part of his blood. You know, it's interesting, the last guests I had were all from Denmark, from the Scandinavian Festival, and the first piece they played sounded like a traditional piece, a traditional dance piece, and then it turned out that Harald Haugaard had written it, and I said something about that, and he said, well, we grew up with it, it was part of us, it's in our hearts, it's in our fingers, it's in our heads, so when we write, we respect and honor the old stuff, mm-hmm. but we also, you know, bring something to it. So
right.
I thought, you know, that's what happens with the children.
Well, he's going to grow around with music around, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, no promises. He may be a basketball. No, just kidding. So
nice
tomorrow.
To have some money.
That's true.
They do earn a bit more than musicians, don't they? Top or bottom. So again, this is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. That's on 16th and Franklin. And a lot of folks are used to that because we, as a matter of fact, the next week we will be doing our regular Troll Radio, except there won't be anything regular about it. Astoria Music Festival is joining us for that as well. But tomorrow morning's an extra special one, an unusual one on, so that's this 22nd, 11 a.m. Just show up and bring all ages, because the kids can even come and sit on the floor in front or
Should
sit with their parents.
Their costumes?
Oh yeah! Ooh. If they could come in animal costumes, it's
oh my gosh!
It's you know
oh that would be great.
Come as your favorite animal.
That would be
for
great
for all ages. This,
oh,
yes,
I was going
yes, I'm curious to see what you wear tomorrow.
I was going to restrict that to the children. Now we're in big trouble. So tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. It's going to be a blast.
But you're only halfway through his week.
Oh gosh! Now let me see what happens after that. Saturday.
Saturday happy
again.
Hour.
Oh my gosh, yes. And that's at 4 p.m. at the Liberty. And what are you playing here now? Samuel Barber? Dmitri Shostakovich. I can pronounce those.
This is music that was written when these composers were so young. It's
really?
Going to be the sound of raging hormones.
And Carrie is playing piano. I'm a little nervous about this, Carrie.
I've got to say my hormone. Well,
are you
going
to?
we won't go there.
Are you going to jump on the piano and do one of those?
That's Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis, right? Not Carrie. What's your middle name? Okay, and then and Sergei, of course, is on cello. And who do you have? Ray.
Roy Millan.
Roy, sorry.
Yeah, he's been concert master of the orchestras most of the time this summer, and he's up from San Francisco. He's concert master of the San Francisco Ballet or Opera. I forget which one. I get them mixed up.
You have an amazing cast of characters
in
this festival.
We've had so many concert masters. We've had a cornucopia of concert masters.
It is amazing with Martin and then also Sarah Kwok from Portland. Mm-hmm. And
we've got the concert master the Portland Opera playing tonight. We have the concert master of the Oregon Ballet playing tonight. It's just, one after another.
Right.
I was talking to somebody down in San Diego yesterday. Oh, next week, the concert master of San Diego is going to be up here. And he was so proudly telling me that they have 8 concert masters playing in this festival here years now. And I thought, well, what's the big deal?
And they're in San Diego. They're in Southern California.
Yes.
They have, that's to be expected. But here, this is amazing. And I will tell you that if you are listening, for example, in Halifax, and I won't be able to be here this weekend, although there is still time to catch a plane, you can listen in at coastradio.org and just check out that festival box. Click on it. It gives you the whole schedule of everything that we are streaming live. So if you know people around the world who would be blown away, but may not have an opportunity to hear something like this, let them know that it's going to be on radio. As one person said, if you're anywhere in the area and you hear it on radio, you're going to run right down and buy a ticket, because it is so exciting to be in that concert hall when the music is happening. And that's where I like to be. So what else is
one
going on?
One more day. Turn the page
minute,
and see what's happening
so
on
that,
Sunday.
Oh, golly. Where am I now? Sunday. Oh, my.
This is Sergei's
Astoria
big weekend.
Astoria Musical Festival. I hope you've gotten some sleep, because you're not going to get much this weekend.
I'm all right.
And now, what is this? The Astoria Music Festival Orchestra. Sergei, this looks like, are you the only one playing? With the orchestra. You are soloing with the orchestra.
That's correct.
And Olivia Tsui is conducting. So what are you playing that day? Ah.
The Lalo Concerto.
This time it's the real Lalo.
Yeah. You heard about that.
Okay. I was there. I was a little confused seeing them both. Also seeing that Wagner died at 22 confused me. But,
did you check out box dates?
Yeah, you never know. So you're going to be playing Dvorak?
No, that's not me. I'm just going to do Lalo Concerto.
Oh, just the Lalo. Just. Okay. And so that's in the second part. This is at 4:00 on Sunday. So Saturday is Saturday evening is the Astoria Music Festival Orchestra. Oh, yeah, that's the one I get to sing in. That's the Verdi night. Mm-hmm. It's the bicentennial of Verdi's birth. And so we're doing all kinds of good things, including some scenes from Otello. So you're going to take a break on Saturday night, is that it? Or do you?
Well, just Saturday night, yeah, because we're doing the kids' concert and the happy hour.
On Saturday
hour.
Morning and Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think they should have made you play Saturday night, too.
I would love to.
You can go in the back room. And what about you, Carrie? You're pretty heavy on this.
I'm through for this weekend until after Saturday. So I'll just be a listener, which, let's face it, the listeners are more important. They really are.
And it's fun.
They make it or break it,
It's fun. It's true. And that's why, and the audiences have been wonderful and extremely appreciative. But there is room for more. And,
Have you heard about the change for Sunday afternoon?
No.
Senator Johnson is bowing out because of her problem.
Yes.
And so David Ogden Steers is going to come in and be Lincoln.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow. That will be powerful. Now, he hasn't been in this festival. He was here
No, he was here for the Grieg. When
year
we did
years.
The Peer Gynt.
Yes. Tell folks, because I hadn't known about
No, it just came. I was looking in the Daily Historian website, and it was breaking news coming across that.
Okay. I'm not surprised, because Senator Johnson has been in recovery right now for this body break, mm-hmm. basically, mm-hmm. and she's healing well. But this is pretty intense.
Yeah.
So, but David Ogden Steers.
Can be intense.
Yes. enough said on that. He's fabulous. And that's going to be excellent. Okay. And then, do you have any idea whether there is music during the week, this coming week? I found out that on Tuesday, the Astoria Music Festival apprentices are going to be singing popular music at Kala in on Marine Drive.
Leave the door.
Anyway, we've got doors opening and closing. We are live in the studio here, folks. So, do you know anything else that's happening this week?
I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm going home for a couple of days.
Good for you. Yeah. Nice to take a break, as long as you come back.
Yes.
The AstoriaMusicFestival.org is the website, and I even have a phone number here somewhere for you to call if you need information. And that is 503-325-9896. You can get tickets through them, or you can go online, again, AstoriaMusicFestival.org, or Tickets West. And there are sometimes tickets at the door. So if for some reason you didn't get them, do show up and see if you can catch these acts. So what else is going on in your life, though, Sergei, in terms of, I mean, we only know you when you come to Astoria and play your music. What else happens?
Well, that's pretty much what I do.
Anywhere else, or you just wait all year to play?
No, some other places as well. I'm just doing, summer is quite busy. Because a lot of festivals are going on. After that, I'm going to do a recital in Rockport, Massachusetts. And then I'm doing a Newport Music Festival in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, that'll be nice, yeah.
And tell them a little bit about Newport Music Festival, because I think that's a fabulous idea. It's been going on for years.
I was there once.
Yeah, we're
going to
do
40 years ago.
We're going to do the 44th year year. It's quite an intense festival. It's going on for 2 weeks, and this year we're going to have around 65 concerts.
Oh my goodness, in 2 weeks?
Yes. So we have standard pretty much all the time, 3 concerts a day. It's a lot of work, a lot of people around. As far as I remember, this year is going to be around 50 or 55 artists.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, that's going to be my 6th year.
Okay.
And the concerts are in fabulous mansions over there, historic mansions.
I think they call them summer cottages.
Yeah, just beach houses, you know, right. Small right. properties.
Right. We need to try that here. I don't know. Maybe the Flavel House could be fixed
like
up and we
idea.
Could do a concert. And yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite a work.
Yeah. And is it, are there people there from whom you are catching new things, or how does this work for your own development?
It's just a lot of people from all over the world, all over the country, just intensively working together all the time.
Do you get to play a little bit and laugh and have fun? Or
yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun.
Okay.
It is a lot of fun mixed with a huge amount of work.
Yeah, yeah. But the kind of work you like to do.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Well, this is great. So, folks, you can start, again, the schedule on Sergei's calendar, and we are starting
tonight.
I'm looking at this. I can't read this fast enough. Okay, what are we playing? We. Notice the we. What are we playing tonight?
Tonight's chamber music with Brahms and Dohnányi and Twili. Twili is a thing with winds, which is interesting. You know, you don't think of romantic chamber music with winds, but boy, is this hot stuff. then tomorrow morning is Kitty Concert.
The fantastic concert.
Tomorrow afternoon is Happy Hour with Sergei.
Mm-hmm. And that's at 4 at the Liberty. The morning is 11 at the Performing Arts Center. Yeah.
And then in the evening is Verdi.
And
they've got this this more sort of pseudo Verdi too, with the thing for two flutes and husband and wife doing their
duo fantasy.
Yes,
on themes from Rigoletto. Yeah, yeah, oh, interesting. Wow. Boy, this festival is all over the map this year, too, with the film and the tango. And
that film was really quite something last night.
I was at rehearsal for Otello, thank you.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
I know.
Everybody said how great
it was.
Thanks, thanks.
Actually, I was home rehearsing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I heard about it.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Liberty again. And again, AstoriaMusicFestival.org or... 325, oh, did I turn the page away? I think it's 9896 for information. So, folks, there is so much going on this weekend. I've got one more guest coming on with even more going on this weekend. So do stay tuned and get out there and enjoy. Enjoy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Carrie Lewis and Sergei Antonov, our guest, our guests from close and far.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
from the
you.
Astoria Music Festival 2013. It's the 11th year. I have some music right now which is totally different from anything you've been hearing. And this is Calvin Johnson, who's going to be at the Lightbox Gallery tonight at 8:30. And this is one of Nick's presentation with the group Priests, and which is a DC punk band. And also, Kites is going to be playing too. Have a listen.
Somebody's phone is ringing. Your smile has got me reeling. It's a beacon of double dynamite, interrupting my train of thinking. Somebody's phone is ringing. Such a difficult party to reach. Dial a telephone as fast as you can. After the third ring, it goes to the answering machine. Somebody's phone is ringing. Somebody's phone is ringing.
And that is Calvin Johnson, and he is going to be here tonight, right here in Astoria, 10:45, Marine Drive, at the Lightbox Photographic Gallery. Have a look at the fabulous photography while you are there. Well, I have Chris Rocari is here in the studio with me. You say she was in the studio with me a few weeks ago? You're right. Only she's wearing a different hat this time.
That's right.
This time she's here as the director of the funniest, some say one of the funniest, others say the funniest Broadway show, and that is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which I was fortunate enough to see in, I think it was in like 1968 or something,
mm-hmm.
on Broadway.
Yeah, how grand.
It's a fabulous show. I started singing along with all the songs. I'm afraid they'll have to put me all the way on the side when I go to see it so I don't burst into song. So, how it's tonight's opening night.
Tonight is opening night, and boy, are we ready. We are so ready for an audience. You know, we had a few people in for an invited dress last night, and the cast just relished hearing people laugh at the jokes.
Oh, I think that would be difficult to have all these jokes and nobody laughing.
And nobody
That's
laughing.
Right. Oh, no.
You start to wonder if they're really funny
yes.
until you get an audience.
Yes. So I saw you have a pretty full cast there, too. I saw a photograph.
Yes, there are 16 people in the cast. And they all revolve in various offshoots of the main story around Darren Hull, who plays the role of Pseudolus the Slave, who's trying to win his freedom by hooking up the young lovers. And of course, everything that could possibly go wrong does go wrong, and he has to get them out of all sorts of scrapes.
And the names of the characters in this play are pretty hilarious themselves.
They are.
Give us a little background. I read something about the background. Give us a little background of where this came from, about the play itself.
Well, the play was drawn from ancient Roman theater. Plautus wrote several comedies, and the character of Hysterium, which is the main character in the piece, was actually a character in one of Plautus's comedies. And
was he actually named Hysterium?
I'm sorry, Pseudolus.
Pseudolus. Okay.
Pseudolus the Slave. And so from that, various characters were drawn from other characters in Plautus and made to be almost caricatures of themselves, which brings us to the character of Hysterium, who is another slave who cannot keep calm under any circumstance, and he becomes quite hysterical over
right.
everything that goes wrong
it's
and has to be calmed.
Interesting that it's a male figure who's being hysterical, because Freud would never have gone for that.
No, but this was well before Freud's time.
Exactly. Freud obviously did not read Plautus.
Right.
So all of these circumstances and situations happen.
That's right. And there are a lot of doors. There's a lot of mistaken identity. Basically, this story is a very loosely structured framework upon which Stephen Sondheim hung every old vaudeville joke that has ever been written or told.
Okay, now you said the magic name.
Yes.
Stephen Sondheim.
Stephen Sondheim.
So now you understand, anyone listening understands why, even if you may think, sounds silly, why would I bother? With Stephen Sondheim in there doing the music.
That's right. And this was the one upon in which he also got credit for the script as well.
Unusual.
Yes, it is unusual. It was very early in his career, and it was his first opportunity to get that chance, something he had always wanted to do. He thought he was going to get the chance in Gypsy. But Julie Stein said no, but he hung in there with that show, and it brought him this opportunity to work with Gelbart and create A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the
Did
Farm.
Did he do much else in that in terms of creating, or did he mostly stick with the music?
After that, I believe he mostly collaborated with other writers on the book, but he did music and lyrics.
Right.
That's what
right.
where
that was
he really created
his
brilliance yeah. was shown there.
And tell me whether you agree with this. A New York friend of mine who's a bit snobbish about the whole thing said that the thing about Sondheim is you never there is nothing expected. You can never figure out what he's going to do. His rhymes, he's just so incredibly creative. And I went to a wall-to-wall Sondheim. It was 12 hours of Sondheim in New York in 2006. And it was extraordinary with all these people singing.
Right.
But still, she's more deeply versed even, and as I say, a bit snobbish about it. Susan, are you listening? And swear. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what I have learned over the course of working with Sondheim, not only as a director but as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a singer and an actor myself. Right. And Stephen Sondheim's lyrics, he writes the melodies and presents the lyrics in the same rhythm as you would actually speak them. And so the music of speaking the sentences comes out in the rhythm of the music very deliberately.
Nice.
He's always looking for new rhymes, into the woods and back again and home before dark. I mean, that's the rhythm you would say that sentence, but that's also the rhythm he uses when you sing that sentence in the show. So his lyrics are very deliberately cadenced.
So does that make it, I won't say easy, but more natural to learn? Does it help?
No.
No.
It doesn't
well,
help
so
because,
much for that. Yes.
Because there are so many of them.
So many words.
So
yes.
many
yes.
words.
Yes.
That it really is challenging to get them all. But once you pick up the story that he's trying to tell, it's a little easier to string from verse to verse as you know where he's going with the lyrics. And he's always has a very deliberate musical motifs in his shows. Sweeney Todd is, for example, built on a second. I believe that's the one. Oh, somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong. He has musical motifs that he uses throughout various shows, and that's why it's so important to play it and sing it exactly the way it's written, because he did everything on purpose and for a reason to serve the story.
Mm. Well, every one of his plays that I've seen have been extraordinary, and did he have a bad one?
You know what? Some would disagree with me, but I don't think Assassins is a very good show.
I never saw that one.
So. Yeah, it's okay. You don't need to.
I won't. I don't want to mess up
now,
my feelings.
I'm going to make a lot of people mad because I'm sure there are a lot of people who like Assassins. I never did.
So you are directing this, and you were here a few weeks ago was that you did a cabaret night, and I understand it was very successful. I got reports back from down south that you did a gorgeous job.
Thank you.
How do you feel about the two parts of yourself, singing, acting, three parts, 14 parts?
Yeah, 14 directing. Parts. Well, you know, in the performing arts, we do what we can to earn a living, you know, and so it helps to get experience in all these different facets of one art form, and I love that. I'm also pretty bossy, so telling people what to do as a director suits me really, really well. But also as a performer, I have a little bit of an edge in that I know what actors go through on the stage. Yeah. So when I direct, I can relate to the actors as a performer as well as a director. It's a very satisfying experience for me.
And I'm sure helps everybody else because you understand what they're going through. And
I hope so.
They know that.
I hope they feel that way.
I always think it's good to do both, have that opportunity. Yeah. So again, the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach is opening tonight with A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. It is 7:30 show. Folks, old-timers from the Coaster, get that in your head. I'm still working on it. 7:30 show. Well, it seems like a lot of people are falling into that 7:30 at this point.
The 7:30 curtain is very convenient for lots of people. And if you come at 6:45, they're having a wine tasting. So it'll really put you in the mood for all the songs and the jokes.
Oh, yeah. And that's true on opening night. And are they going to be doing a dessert afterwards?
Yes.
Opening
as
night
a matter
at the Coaster
fact,
is really cool, folks.
As a matter of fact, they will be presenting two new cookies. Two recipes, cookie recipes that have been created by Cindy Brewer, that are going to be specific and exclusive to the Coaster Theater.
Oh, nice!
That's right. So there's all kinds of new things happening tonight.
Very nice. And tomorrow at noon is the last showing of Stone Soup, which is based on the old story. This is done by students from around the area, and they've been doing very well. They've had several performances. I do want to let you know before I run out of here, the Astor Street Opry, this is the last weekend for Rapunzel, tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Tony Furtado and Stephanie Schneiderman at the Adrift in Long Beach, Calvin Johnson at the Lightbox, the Scandinavian Festival, the Astoria Music Festival. For full details on both of those, go to the web or go to the newspaper or call somebody, even me after the show. And on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., Shifty Sailors is going to be at the Maritime Museum, and then they'll be at the Scandi Festival at 1:30. Waikiki Beach has something, Manzanita Film Series. Sunday, the Brownsmead Flats at the Fort George, and the Scorcher has colors Gorsuch. Scorcher, Gorsuch, nice. Astoria Music Festival's at Kala on Tuesday. Jenny Shortridge is going to be at Beach Books for lunch on Thursday and Huffman on Friday, and she'll be on my show next week. Lots and lots more happening. It's time to go. Thank you so much, Chris Rocara, for coming in.
Thank you.
And this is KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB, Tillamook, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Make peace. Thanks.